In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
Billy Devaney has been in that war room at Flowery Branch in front of the show, just on with us earlier in the week, previewing the draft. Now reviews this pick as he joins us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Billy, what do you think?
I don't know. What are the topics today, guys?
On your bingo card.
We're talking about Chicago's indoor stadium, you know, things like that.
On your bingo card, quarterback, eighth overall. Where did you have that?
Oh, boy. No, I was as shocked as everyone. Nick, if you remember, we at one point the other day, we were talking about how teams prepare and possible scenarios. And I think my comment was something along the lines that every scenario is explored and teams are rarely surprised. But sure as heck, there's going to be one pick during the first round where teams say, whoa, I didn't see that one coming. Well, I didn't think it was going to be our Falcons that were going to be the ones that didn't see that coming. Now, that being said, I'm sure teams were surprised as much as we were. But they're prepared. I mean, they go into scenarios like the teams that Minnesota McCarthy and Bo Nix going. Those teams have said, now there's a chance that all these quarterbacks are gone. What do we do? Who do we like? I don't think they had the Falcons as being one of the teams that were going to take the quarterback. So I'm sure there was surprise across the league, across the fan base. And I'll tell you what, Nick, I did hear you say, too, that you kind of worried about down the line, the fan base becoming divided. And I hope that's not the case, certainly. And I doubt if it will. But I know this. At the gym this morning, I've never heard Falcon fans more united, because it was not a happy group. As I'm just listening to people talking as they're working out, and they were pretty united this morning, and it wasn't in a happy way.
And that's the question that I have. You've been around this league a long time. I asked Phil Simms about it, and I'll ask you the same thing. Do you remember a scenario like this where a team had a top 10 pick and they pretty much told everybody this top 10 pick isn't going to play for a couple of years?
Yeah, not that. I mean, this is high. No, to answer your question, I don't remember, a scenario like this. Obviously, there's been players taken. And, even going back to a Donovan McNabb at Philadelphia, it's like, well, listen, he's not going to play right away. We may sprinkle in, we may get him in for a couple of series. Or there's a plan not to play guys, especially a quarterback. I don't remember anyone being drafted, in the top 10 and being benched for a couple of years.
Do you recall ever, let's extrapolate on that, at the end of the first round, a team can't even tell you with a straight face that they're better for this year? Yeah, 31 teams that are telling you we're better this year because we made this pick. I live in a city where a nondescript eighth overall pick became the hottest story by a ton for the entire night.
Yeah, well, not just for the entire night, Chris. This is going to be fascinating, man. It's going to take years for this to play out. I mean, it's not going to be over. I mean, the discussion is going to go into next season, and it's going to go into year two when Cousins is playing. And it may go further than that before we have closure on whether this was a good move or not. Listen, I give these guys a ton of credit. You know, you've heard the expression that teams, you shouldn't give a rat's about winning the press conference. You take who you think is the best player, and if you get a bad draft grade, so be it. These guys knew they're going to get their butts kicked. I mean, it was talked about, and they knew when they made this pick, it's like they know that it's not going to be popular, and they're going to get criticized, and they knew that going in, and they didn't blink. They did it anyway. So kudos to them. I mean, they have strong convictions about it. There's just so many layers to it, so many layers that have to be that have to be played out yet. And like I said, it's gonna take a while for this to. Let me tell you, I would also say this, Chris. At the end of the draft, I mean, I would just say everybody kind of hold their breath a little bit. There's still picks. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got some really good picks to be made. There could be a trade. If they wind up, maybe they got a trade in the works for some top-flight edge rusher, somebody that can rush the passer. So let's look at it when the draft is over and see where we are at that point. Hopefully we're a better team. I agree. Right now, after day one, no, for 24, it doesn't do anything. Let's see when the draft is over and everything plays out, picks and possible trades, that we are a better team.
If you like Penix enough to take him at 8, I'm asking you to put your GM hat on, and you realize that pretty soon, pretty quickly. Did you realize that you think after you gave the money to Cousins, or do you think that money would have been better spent shoring up the rest of this football team and letting the rookie take whatever lumps he had, but putting him into a scenario where he starts to learn how to play quarterback?
Right. You know what? Without being in there and knowing what the discussion was and what the plan for Penix was going to be, as they got along into it, and if they thought, listen, this guy he's mature. This guy can play. He's ready to play. He may struggle the first month of the season, but we're going to be committed to him. Then, yeah, if you're thinking of him as a first-year starter, then, of course, that would change your mind about signing a veteran. If you thought that this kid has special talent, we don't really want to play him year one. We want to bring him along slowly. We're still a pretty good team. Then we do go out and get a top-flight veteran quarterback. So without knowing what the real evaluation, especially for year one and two, of Penix was, we don't know. We'd just be guessing what their thinking was.
What did they owe Kirk Cousins in terms of a conversation last night or today?
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about, the dynamics there with this kid. Fortunately, this guy is a pro's pro. He's a classy guy. I mean, he'll get through it. I just say, I always come at it from, okay, what is the relationship now going to be with the head coach? The trust issue. What is the relationship going to be with the offensive coordinator? Listen, it's been damaged right now. I guarantee it. This guy is ticked off. This guy's really ticked off. Is it going to linger? And is going no? This guy, like I said, this guy's going to work his butt off. It's not going to change anything. But the relationship is different. There's no doubt about it. It's a different relationship. And how is it going to affect the other players? You got winners, man, that want to win and go to the playoffs. And everybody's been saying the right thing. It's a good team. We got a quarterback who's going to put us over the hump. And then you make a selection for 2 or 3 years down the road. I'm sure there's some players, especially on the defensive side, saying, what in the world? What in the world are we doing? I thought we were going after this thing this year. So there's going to be some fences to mend, and people will get over it. Emotions are raw among the fan base, and I'm sure it is within the Falcon locker room right now also, but they'll get past that. And they got the right Cousins, believe me. This kid is special. He'll get through this. He's a tough, tough guy. He'll do whatever he can to help Michael Penix in his career, and he'll try to win games, but it's going to be an obstacle that they got to work through.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Billy Devaney with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. There's no way they put in a package here and there for Michael Penix, do they?
No, I can't. I doubt that. Heck, what do I know? If you told me when we were on the other day, like, is there a scenario that they're going to take them at 8? I said, no, come on. That, That's not going to happen. So is it possible? Sure. But I think it's highly unlikely at this point.
What about any report that comes out? We saw one from Steve Weiss that said they were trying to go back. They name a specific player.
About two they wanted. They were trying to trade down, but Terry Fontenot couldn't get it done.
So as those reports start to leak out, now I got to wonder, why couldn't my GM find a dance partner when the quarterback rush was on? And I know you wanted somebody else, but now you're pitching. No, no, no. We always wanted the guy who's going to sit for 2 years. This is the other part of what's going to get played out.
Right. Again, with that, you would say, hey, whatever the compensation, if you're going to get something and, you know, you weren't going back, you know, a ton of slots, then why in the world didn't you do it? And maybe we'll find out exactly what the offer was. So right now it's hard to say, but. Here's the, before when I was talking about the press conference, just imagine if 24 hours ago the Falcons are getting ready to pick, and last night they take Latu. Who went at 15. Byron Murphy went at 16. Would have been okay. I mean, Dallas Turner went at 17. They would have got an A for the draft. Everybody would have been patting them on the back, saying that's terrific. They got the guys they wanted. But these guys went 15, 16, and 17, they all went lower than were expected. So people had some questions about them. They weren't the slam dunk eighth pick that everybody was expecting the Falcons to take. So, they have more information than we do. And, again, I'm just saying that there's a whole lot that went into it. Now, again, to answer your question, Chris, about moving back, you know, your gut says, hey, you still move back, even if it wasn't great compensation. And if you didn't exactly win the trade, you're still not taking a guy that's going to sit for 2 years. You're going to get a player that's going to help you win this year and in the future. And I tell you, the guy that I worry about, I mean, there's a lot that I worry about with this. Eventually, you would think that they're going to take a defensive player and probably along the defensive line. And hopefully it's a pass rusher, whoever that guy is. This kid comes in with a lot of pressure. Yeah. He's coming in now. Okay, you're the one that has to get. We didn't get a guy. We didn't get the guy we wanted in the first round. You're the one that has to get the. You're the one that has to get the quarterback now. There's going to be a ton of pressure on this kid, whoever he is coming in.
Billy Devaney with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. You know, but going back to your statement that you said before, we're going to probably have to wait a couple of years. There's many layers to this story, but we do know this. Latu, Dallas Turner, even receivers like Odunze and Brock Bowers, Falcons fans are going to be keeping an eye on those guys and saying, huh, could have had that, especially if things backfire.
Oh, Nick, how about this, man? I'm telling you, after every game on Monday, Falcon fans are going to be watching every defensive player around the league and watching SportsCenter and thinking, could have had that guy. Could have had that guy. Look at him. This guy's playing, and this guy, this pass rusher's already got 6 sacks on the season. Could have had that guy. That will go, and that'll go on next year. So,
Billy, it'll be worse in a postseason. Let's say they get to the postseason. You lose a game because you didn't sack a quarterback. Lose a game because a corner gets beat. Lose a game because you're short in a receiver room. If we had only, whether it's true or not, whether it's even fair or not, that's the narrative.
Oh, that'll be the narrative. That'll be you're right. That'll be a comparison. The other, again, this is going to be part of the fascination as we watch this thing go along. Compare the career that J.J. McCarthy has, or Bo Nix, or even Rattler. Whenever Penix gets on the field, how does he compare to those quarterbacks that were drafted after him? The narrative is going to be: we took this guy at 8, and look what McCarthy's doing. Look what Bo Nix is doing. We could have moved that. So that's my point at the beginning. It's going to be unbelievably fascinating to watch this thing unfold over the next couple of years. That's what's amazing. We're not going to have any clear-cut answers until he gets on the field, whatever that point is.
Hey, just real quick.
I almost messed up, man. I got in so much trouble when I got home the other day. I said, my 4-year-old grandson TJ, he always penalizes me when I say bad words.
And gotcha.
The bar is high, man. If I say that god darn guy, he goes, boss, he calls me boss for some reason. that's a bad word. You're not supposed to say god. If I get three bad words, and then I get sent to the principal's office. I got home, he said, boss, 10 bad words. You're going to the principal's office for the whole day. Bad job, TJ. You got to remember, I'm around some bad influence. I was with Nick and Chris. You got to respect this.
The two Italians. Blame the two Italians. Hey, real quick. They used the word future a few times last night in a 13-minute span. It came up a few times. This team hasn't been in the postseason in 6 years. I appreciate the fact that you want to be a steward of this franchise for longer than this year, but you can't sell that to me if I've been on the outside looking in for 6 years.
No, I hear you. And that, listen, that happens. And I'm not saying this, that in this case is what transpired, but I've seen it before, where ownership will assure a head coach, especially around draft time. And I was thinking this about even New Orleans was rumored to be trying to get involved with a quarterback. And, so you got Dennis Allen that kind of a little bit on the hot seat. If they take one of these developmental quarterbacks in the first round, the norm would be for the general manager, Mickey Loomis, say, listen, we know this is a rebuilding thing. He may not hit the field. This is best for the franchise. This is not going to be held against you if he doesn't play. And guess what? When you win three or four games in the fan base, then you got to go back and say, hey, listen, I didn't realize he was going to be there. We're going to have to make a coaching change. I didn't realize he was going to be this bad. There's a whole lot of wiggle room how you can go back and justify firing the coach when it doesn't work out. So all those, and again, I'm not saying that's the case here whatsoever. I've just seen it happen before where there were assurances about drafting certain players and don't worry about if it doesn't help you right away. This is what's best for the organization, and just, you still wind up getting fired.
All right, Billy, we'll see what happens. Like we said, a couple of years from now, I said it to start the show, this is either going to be one of those Marcelo Zuna situations where everybody has to eat crow, or it could be the biggest I told you so in the history of Atlanta sports. And that's really saying a lot.
Oh, my gosh. It really is. And listen, when emotions subside, I think and this kid is a grit, and you guys have been great. This isn't about Michael Penick. Absolutely not. It's the situation that's been created. That's what people are up in arms about. When they step back and let's see how it plays out, and let's see in a couple of days, like I said, when this draft is over, and all the player acquisition has been finalized, let's see where we're at that point.
Billy, is everybody enough of an adult in the room that if he looks really good on a Wednesday in practice in September, Thursday.
Talking about Penix.
Penix, he looks really good. Nobody's really supposed to go around in the locker room muttering about, oh, this guy looks like he could be more special than the guy we got started. They won't do that with a guy who's had Cousins' career, will they?
You talking about the players doing that?
Yeah.
Absolutely they will. Oh. Absolutely. They may not do it in the locker room, but they'll go out there, a couple of, especially the receivers or whoever, will go out for dinner. And they'll say amongst themselves, holy cripes, this guy is special now. Well, you know, now it's dependent on now. If they're 3-0, 4-0, and Kirk is good, no, the Wednesday practice is. Now, the flip side also, you can have receivers going out at some point halfway through the season, or the offensive linemen say, what in the world they get this guy? This guy can't figure things out. He can't call play. He can't get us out of the huddle. Now, I'm not saying that's going to – so it works both ways.
Right. What you're saying is they sit around at that dinner and they say, we're working for stupid people.
No question. Yeah. No question.
All right, Billy, have a great weekend. Hopefully we didn't get you fined again today, and tell the grandkid.
No, I think we're good, guys. I think we're good. I'm out of the principal's office for the weekend. Yeah. We're good.
Tell the grandkid it's not the boss's fault. It's our fault.
No. Always is. Thank you.
All right, Billy. Billy Devaney with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.